This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Final segment I'm hosting. Really appreciate all the listeners and affiliates and also the crew. I seem like I'm throwing fits in here. It has nothing to do with the crew. At a certain point, I just get too pissed off reading this stuff all day. And people say, like, man, you could be really entertaining on other people's podcasts and stuff. Why aren't you like that on your own show? Fine. Everything's wonderful. Go take the shots. Go to Disney World, man. Let's go get drunk. It's just, we're being murdered. They're cutting our freaking energy off. There's going to be giant power outages and tons of deaths across the country this winter. Mark my words. And I have to watch weirdo, rich communists on TV giggling and laughing about it. And I saw the article popped up on InfoWars. I'm like, bring me the McConaughey story. Bring it. I didn't know that. They had. It had a different headline. There was another article. So I just saw the Surgeon General on the front. Didn't know it was the article. I apologize to the crew for throwing fits. And that's why I may just have to take a few days off. I just... It's hard to watch these people killing us. It's really sick. Mike Adams is about to take over. He always has amazing breaking news. I know he's had a lot coming out of National News. I look forward to that. I'll be listening as soon as he takes over here. And then Owen Schroyer's at 3 p.m. Central. Matthew McConaughey says he is against vaccine mandates for children and refuses to give approved shot to his children, ages 13, 11, and 8. Well, now Biden admin Surgeon General attacks Matthew McConaughey for not vaccinating his children. And, of course, when that erases their immune system, this monster, this piece of garbage, this filth. I can't even look at this guy, this liar. We'll want you to take more and more of their crap. And then this piece of garbage, Albert Bourla, the head of Pfizer, says the CIA will come get us if we don't let him kill us. The damn monsters. I mean, we're living in live time. So tired of these people. I'm sick of them. I'm tired of them attacking us, jabbing our children with poisons over and over again, killing us, giving us heart disease, murdering us, poisoning us, and laughing about it over and over again. Well, they violently attack us. He runs around, look at him, and says, oh, the terrorists are about to attack. Oh, my gosh, you're attacking us. You're the terrorist. You're the Extinction Rebellion, death cult, 12 monkey murderer. You are. You're the monster. You're the killer. You're the scum. You're the threat. It's all your fault. You and Bill Gates and all the rest of you. But you pushed too far. You thought you could do this. You thought you'd get away with this. You will pay for what you've done. But the last thing we want is this murdering sack of garbage to have anybody shooting or bomb their facilities. They're going to do that to themselves. You know that's the next move. But we need to assassinate their character, and we need to destroy them, and we need to politically, nonviolently burn them to the ground. Because they're coming for our children. They've got a model to erase our immune systems and then give us shot after shot after shot till we die. And we're not going to put up with it. And we're not going to accept their declaration of war against us. These lying criminals. President Biden's U.S. Surgeon General lectured popular actor and political Texas gubernatorial candidate Matthew McConaughey during a segment with CNN on Tuesday. You know about this. After the vaccinated film star said that he wants more information, oh, you're not allowed to do that, before deciding whether or not to vaccinate his three children, what the establishment felt need to counter his statement. Hey, what about all the schools getting shut down around the country from vaccine reactions or the heart attacks or the deaths? Again, John Bounds got the report up there, and it's true. The future of warfare is a hypodermic needle. They went from stones to spears, to arrows, to bullets, to missiles, to the syringe, the hypodermic needle. I want everybody to get in war mode and call everybody you know and tell them, tune in right now to Mike Adams. Because I'm not everybody's cup of tea. But we got a lot of great guests and a lot of great hosts and a lot of great people here at InfoWars, and we're fighting hard, and we're not going down without a fight. So I want you now to tell everybody you know, tune into this show. If a hurricane is smashing into the Gulf Coast, and I make the prediction that it's going to cause flooding, that's not a prediction. You know it's a hurricane. You know it's got a lot of water. It's going to dump. It's going to cause flooding. So it wasn't a prediction 20 months ago when I said the UN order to lock down the world economy is going to cause a chain reaction that's going to cause supply chain problems for years that's going to starve tens of millions to death. And now it all happened. 25 million extra dead, hundreds of millions on the verge of starvation, and the UN that ordered it's running around being the savior. Listen, when the first world collapses, the third world dies. And now the first world's becoming the third world. So listen to me now. We've got the highest quality storable foods, the lowest price you're going to find, ready to ship to you right now at 10% off until November 15th. But after that, the prices are going up. We cannot suppress prices anymore. So protect yourself, get high quality storable food so you're self-sufficient, and fund the InfoWar today at 360WIN at InfoWarsStore.com. It's time to get your food.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones with Mike Adams.
All right, welcome to the fourth hour today, folks. Mike Adams here. And the show that you just listened to with Alex laying out the full assault on humanity and the energy shortages, the food shortages, the engineered biowarfare, the attacks on children, all of that, I'm sorry to say today, that was the good news. What you're about to hear in this hour is the true bad news on a planetary scale. There is a decarbonization, terraforming operation underway right now. It sounds like science fiction. It's like something ripped right out of the movie called Oblivion, starring Tom Cruise and Morgan Freeman. And it is happening right now. And today on this broadcast, I'm going to show you the links. I'm going to show you the map. I'm going to show you... the crew will be able to pull up press releases to talk about how they are shutting down Earth's atmosphere and taking away the molecules of life, which is carbon dioxide, and the element of life, which is carbon. And you are made of carbon. We are all carbon-based life. The plants are carbon. The animals are carbon. The atmosphere has carbon in it, not much, but what's left there, they're trying to remove it. And they're now going to build mega machines, which are terraforming machines, almost like something out of Aliens 2. Remember that movie where they were visiting a planet and they had giant terraforming operation factories there to alter the atmosphere? That is being constructed in Iowa and Illinois and some other nearby states. It's about five states that this project is now in the beginning stages of being constructed. They're using eminent domain to seize farmland in order to build these atmosphere carbon dioxide sucking machines to kill the planet. Now, understand that carbon dioxide is the molecule that allows plants to grow. So if you want to have a green planet, you need more CO2. You need CO2 for forests. You need carbon dioxide for food crops. You need carbon for human beings. And let me give you the keywords here so the crew can pull this up of what's actually going on. Search for Heartland Greenway. That's part of this operation. In fact, I think the website is heartlandgreenway.com. And then we're going to bring up a pipeline that I mentioned to the crew during the break from thehawkeye.com, okay? So this is a project that's being pushed as a green project to save the planet. And as you can see, they say they're building the future. They show crops and corn crops, and it looks like it's green. Looks like it's going to grow food. But the actual project is about installing mega machines, massive machine operations that will suck carbon dioxide out of the atmosphere, depriving food crops of that carbon, and then it will turn that carbon dioxide into liquid CO2. And using these pipelines that cross South Dakota, Nebraska, Minnesota, as you can see, and a lot of Iowa, they will pipe this liquid carbon dioxide into Illinois, and there they will sequester it. They will push it probably underground. I'm not sure what their sequestration technology is yet, but it's probably going to be stored underground. where they will deprive the world's plants and trees and crops from being able to access this carbon dioxide. And this is an existing technology. They're rolling it out. And even Ice Age Farmer has covered this as well in a shocking video that's probably worth checking out. This is, they're going to pull the carbon out of the air, and they are stealing farmers' land now using eminent domain in order to build this pipeline. Now, it's not a pipeline of oil, obviously. It's a pipeline to steal carbon dioxide. Now, at the same time, the Biden regime is shutting down the oil pipelines, the energy pipelines. And we're going to talk today even about fertilizer and how fertilizer is made using hydrocarbons, using something called the Haber process, which was invented many, many years ago, I mean decades, generations ago, by I think it was a German scientist named Haber, H-A-B-E-R. We're going to talk about that, and you're going to understand the chemistry of why Biden is shutting down fossil fuels and the hydrocarbon pipelines while building pipelines to rip the molecule of life, which is carbon dioxide, out of the atmosphere and hide it away underground. And at the same time, then, on a spiritual level, they are unleashing from the underworld these demonic entities. This is what you saw with Astro World. This is the demonic infestation of many, many active human beings, right, or former human beings, I should say, who are demonically possessed. They are unleashing Satanism through Netflix and Hollywood and movies. They're trying to take over the world with these bizarre satanic rituals, and many people believe that the spike protein injection of 5 to 11-year-olds is, in fact, some kind of mass demonic death ritual, a blood ritual involving children. So what's really happening in our world is they're unleashing from the underworld, then, to say it again, unleashing from the underworld the demonic entities while they are sucking the life molecules out of our atmosphere and pushing those underground. So what should have been kept underground in the depths of literal hell is being unleashed, and at the same time, what should be freely circulating in the atmosphere is being hidden away underground to deprive us of life. Okay, so that's the cosmic interpretation of what's happening here. And I know Alex describes it as something that would be undertaken by even extraterrestrials, theoretically speaking. We're not saying that's actually what it is, but if there were aliens trying to kill our planet, this seems to be one of the most effective ways they would do it. Some people believe it's more of a demonic, extra-dimensional attack on humanity, and then other people believe it's just evil, greed-driven globalists seeking depopulation. Whatever narrative that you choose to believe among those three, or pick your own, the point is they're all congruent. They all involve the same thing, which is a massive global death cult. And this death cult is attacking our atmosphere. It's attacking our food supply. It's attacking our energy supply. It's attacking our psychology with psychological operations and journo-terrorism carried out by the mainstream media largely. And they're attacking our biology with spike protein biological weapons and releasing other bioweapons with many more aggressive bioweapons yet to come. Still, probably this year, and if not this year, early next year. So it's a multifaceted, multidimensional attack on humanity. Planet Earth has been targeted, and the goal is to carry out planetary-scale ethnic cleansing to eliminate humanity from planet Earth in order to prepare Earth for a post-human future. So that's exactly where we are at right now. And then for the rest of the hour here today, I'm going to give you a lot more details of how this plan is being carried out and how the green movement is used as a camouflage, a cover, to hide the actual genocide that's taking place right now. I'm also going to share with you some chemistry. Like I said, we're going to go through the Haber process, but also the chemistry of what's in the air, which is nitrogen and oxygen and carbon dioxide and a few other minor noble gases like argon and so on. But mostly it's oxygen, carbon dioxide, and nitrogen. That's not in the correct order. It's actually nitrogen is the largest, and then oxygen, and then at a much smaller amount is carbon dioxide. These three molecules, like O2 and CO2, these molecules are absolutely necessary for human civilization to continue to exist. And what a lot of people don't know, I don't think anybody else has presented this information, nitrogen is under attack. by shutting down the hydrocarbon fossil fuels that are used to make fertilizer. So we're going to talk about the engineered fertilizer shortages, how they're trapping nitrogen in the atmosphere to deny access to nitrogen by plant roots in the crop fields. We're going to talk about how they're shutting down oxygen and then how they are stealing carbon dioxide out of the atmosphere, which is a reverse terraforming operation. And by reverse terraforming, I mean normally terraforming is to give life to a planet. In this case, they're taking life away from this planet. So it's a reverse terraforming war on a cosmic scale to target planet Earth. We're going to come back after this short break. We're going to talk about the chemistry. We're going to talk about the fertilizer shutdown. We're going to talk about the fossil fuel shutdown and how they are trying to starve out and destroy every last shred of human civilization and even erase history to leave no trace that humanity ever set foot on planet Earth. All right? So that's where we are. We'll be right back after this coming break. I'm Mike Adams here on Infowars.com. Tell everybody to tune in. What you're about to hear is truly earth-shattering information. We'll be right back.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Al Averoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Mike Adams. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, Mike Adams here on The Alex Jones Show. I'm from, of course, naturalnews.com, and I'm a food scientist. And today we're going to talk about some science. We're going to give you a crash course very quickly so you'll understand hydrocarbons, fertilizer, atmospheric chemistry, nitrogen fixing, photosynthesis, and the Haber process. How about that? Biology and chemistry 101. So here's why this is critical, because when you understand what makes life possible on this planet, then you understand how it is being attacked by the globalists and the anti-humanists, or whoever they are. They are extremely evil, and they know what's necessary for life to persist on this planet. So first things first, if we look at what's in the atmosphere, it's primarily nitrogen, about 79% or so, then oxygen, roughly about 20%. I mean, these are rough numbers. Then there's carbon dioxide, which is a little bit above 400 parts per million, which is very, very tiny percentage of the concentration of the total atmosphere. And then the rest of that is argon and other minor gases and so on. Now, nitrogen, oxygen, and carbon dioxide are absolutely necessary to sustain life on the planet as we know it today. So let's start with the big one, nitrogen. Nitrogen's free in the air, but plants need it in order to grow, to feed the world. Right now, across planet Earth, there are about 3.8 billion people who are dependent on nitrogen fixing to provide nitrogen as fertilizer to feed plants, to grow the food that feeds those 3.8 billion people. If you shut down the process of converting nitrogen in the air into fertilizer, then you kill 3.8 billion people. You understand, which is about 50%, little under 50% of the world. What is necessary in order to convert nitrogen into, well, ammonia, which is a nitrogen-fixing molecule that's a precursor to most of the fertilizers that are used to grow plants? What's necessary to do that? The answer is hydrocarbons. So hydrocarbons from fossil fuels. If you have hydrocarbons from methane, from natural gas, from other types of fossil-based fuels, then there is a direct process of pulling nitrogen out of the air and creating fertilizer to grow food. That process is called the Haber process, H-A-B-E-R. And it was created, again, I don't know how long ago, over 100 years ago, I think. The Haber process requires big machines because it has to be done at, I think, 200 or 250 times atmospheric pressure. It has to be done at very high temperatures. Once you have your machinery built, you feed in basically fossil fuels, and then it pulls nitrogen out of the air for free, and it creates ammonia, NH3. N is nitrogen, H is hydrogen from the hydrocarbons, okay? This process feeds the world. It's the most important chemical equation probably for human civilization. That's why you should be familiar with it. That's why we're covering it here. Again, it's very simple. Nitrogen plus hydrocarbons from fossil fuel makes fertilizer that grows food. Now, you can't do this directly from solar or from wind or even from nuclear energy. You can't just take electricity and combine it with nitrogen and make ammonia. It doesn't work. The chemistry does not work. If you convert all fossil fuel systems into so-called green energy systems, then you starve half the world, literally, because you don't have the means to pursue this Haber process equation that actually produces the food. So understand, I know I'm repeating myself, but when Biden is cutting off the pipelines, you know, I think the Line 5 pipeline that comes from Canada into Michigan is the latest target. But there are other pipelines. When Biden shuts down fossil fuels across America, when he shuts down oil drilling and oil transportation and trucking and shipping and all these things that are necessary to move hydrocarbons across the continental United States and even to import and export hydrocarbons from our ports, when Biden does that, it's not just a war on America. It's a war on science. It's a war on food. It's a war on the harbor process that feeds half the world, literally. And I haven't heard anybody explaining it that succinctly, and this is critical to understand. He will starve us by shutting down fossil fuels, and that is the plan. Believe me, they have scientists who understand this. They know how simple it is. The vulnerability. You shut down hydrocarbons, you shut down food. All right, so that's nitrogen. And fertilizer plants right now are being shut down in the UK. There's a fertilizer company called CF Industries that operates a big plant in Louisiana. They had to shut down after the most recent storm. I think they're up and running right now, but their distribution is having problems. There are fertilizer production facilities around the world that are being shut down, even in Australia. It's all part of the same plan to starve us to death and to cut off fossil fuels and also to raise the prices of fertilizer. And there are farmers across Europe who can't even order fertilizer right now because it's gone. It's not even being produced. They shut down because those other companies in Europe have said on the record that it's no longer economically feasible to produce the fertilizer because the fossil fuel prices are so high. Because Europe tried to shut down fossil fuels and go over to a green economy. It's a suicide pact to do that, of course, folks. It's a death cult. A green death cult. And they will go to the grave believing in their green energy solutions as they starve to death and their children starve to death. And they'll think, oh, the solution must be shut down more fossil fuels and jab their children with more spike proteins and release more bioweapons on the world to depopulate the world and so on. They are death cultists, okay? Every last one of them and the globalists that are pushing this. But if we understand basic chemistry and science, then we can push back against this and we can protect planet Earth from the lunatics that are trying to turn it into a frozen ice ball. We'll get to that. You take CO2 out of the atmosphere, you turn Earth into a frozen ice ball like the Hoth planet from Empire Strikes Back. No food, no crops, no life. If you lack CO2, your planet's done. All right? And you want proof of that? Pull this up, guys. Search for Terraforming Mars, NASA, CO2. You're going to bring up articles, because I've reviewed them all, that talk about the way to bring life back to Mars, to terraform Mars, is to unleash a massive amount of CO2. Okay? CO2 is the gas that can give Mars a thicker atmosphere, a warmer planet, a more lush planet, where water can exist at atmospheric pressure without, of course, a sublimating into a vapor immediately. If you want liquid water, if you want rivers and streams and oceans, and you want crops, and you want life on a planet, you got to release a massive amount of CO2. Everybody at NASA knows that. All the scientists know this. This is basic science, folks. This is high school science, really, that I'm talking about. Okay? But these lunatic leftists are trying to kill all of us by saying CO2 is a bad molecule. No, I call it the God molecule. It's the molecule of life, not just for Earth, but the molecule of life for every planet that we could possibly ever discover in the cosmos. If it's going to have life on it, it's going to have CO2 in the atmosphere, because that's what provides the carbon, and it provides the atmospheric density and the pressure and the warmth, which creates the humidity. It allows the oceans to evaporate water and then the clouds to drop the water on the land, and that's how you have forests and fields and food crops and rivers and streams and fish and everything that makes a society sustainable. Civilization is at stake here, and they're killing it one molecule at a time right now. So this continues. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break with more chemistry, more science, more about human civilization, how we stay alive during this cosmic assault on humanity. I'm Mike Adams. We'll be right back after this break.
I am cutting this announcement on the afternoon of Thursday, November 4th, 2021. That means you've only got 10 days as of taping this to get storewide free shipping, double Patriot points, and up to 60% off on our best-selling items. We have Winter Sun at 50% off. So good for your body, so good for your immune system. 50% off. We have Ultra 12 at 60% off. That is the lowest we've ever gone. It is so good for your libido, your stamina, your immune system, your whole body taken out of the tongue. 60% off. We've got a bunch of products sold out for a long time, like Brain Force Plus back in stock. 50% 20% off, and we have Ultimate Bone Broth back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It's now Bone Broth Plus, so it's Ultimate Bone Broth Plus, 20% off, and it's even stronger than the last formula we had. It is amazing for your whole body, amazing for your joints, amazing for inflammation, and it funds the InfoWar, which is so important in the fight against the New World Order. So thank you all for your support. With supply chain breakdowns, I recommend you get your Christmas shopping done now and have it done, and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Mike Adams.
All right, thank you for continuing with me here today. We're doing a chemistry lesson about that reveals how the globalists are destroying humanity right now meticulously, and they're attacking the science of human civilization and what keeps us sustainable. So we've covered the Haber process, which is how hydrocarbons are combined with nitrogen from the air in order to produce ammonia fertilizers that produce the food crops that feed 3.8 billion people, about half the world. All right, now we're going to talk about photosynthesis. So photosynthesis is the process
process, of course, which by plants produce energy by taking inputs, which are carbon dioxide, also out of the atmosphere, and then water through their roots, and then sunlight energy as well. So ultraviolet radiation plus carbon dioxide plus water, H2O, then results in the photosynthesis process. Plants use this then to build everything that they need to live: leaves, stems, seeds, fruits, roots, everything. More importantly, plants, not just food crops, but all plants, trees and so on, they also synthesize the molecules they need in order to survive. So plants make their own antibiotics. Did you know that? Did you know that if a plant didn't make antibiotics, that microbes of the soil would just eat all the plant roots instantly or very quickly? So plants have to make all of their own so-called pharmaceuticals. Of course, it's not Big Pharma, it's Mother Nature and God. And plants use the elements that came from those inputs that I just mentioned. So you have carbon dioxide gives them carbon and oxygen, and then water gives them hydrogen and oxygen. And out of just the three elements, carbon, hydrogen, and oxygen, they can make almost everything they need. Not totally everything, but almost everything. For example, did you know that vitamin C is made out of only three elements, the three I just mentioned, carbon, hydrogen, and oxygen, and that's it? Did you know that most of your hormones in your body are made out of just those three? For example, progesterone, the hormone that allows a woman's body to grow another human being and give birth to a living human baby. Hopefully you can keep it safe, you know, from the left-wing abortionists. But if you want a living human baby, you got to have progesterone. Progesterone is made out of what? Carbon, hydrogen, and oxygen. Even for those of you consuming or growing cannabis, what are CBD molecules made of, the cannabinoids? Carbon, hydrogen, and oxygen. That's it. There's nothing else in there. Plants rearrange the elements in order to create molecules that are functional. And carbon is the center of this process. Now, of course, there are other molecules that will use other elements, like, for example, in your blood you have iron, and in plants you have magnesium, and so on. You know, occasionally you'll have these other elements that are part of more complex molecules, but the basic element of life is carbon. Now, there's so much carbon moving around our world. It's in the air, it's in the plants, it's in you and I. And at the atomic level, carbon atoms are so widespread and they're so shared. You can almost think of the world as a river of carbon that's going in and out of people's bodies as they are born and they die. And it is a scientific fact that right now, at this very moment, you have in your body carbon atoms that were once in the body of Jesus Christ himself. That is a scientific fact. The body of Christ is literally in you right now, because carbon is, again, a river of elements that moves throughout the food web, throughout the web of life, throughout the atmosphere, throughout our planet. It is the key of civilization. So when the globalists say they are declaring war on carbon, they're declaring war on life. If there were an element that you could call the God element, it would be carbon, carbon-based life. And so every time they say they have to decarbonize, they're saying they have to eliminate life on our planet. And carbon dioxide is the molecule in the atmosphere that provides the carbon to the plants. And then the plants are eaten by animals. And then both plants and animals are eaten by humans. So your body, when you were a child developing in your mother's womb, and it's only mothers, not fathers, okay? Dave Chappelle is correct about that. Everybody has a mom. Everybody was born from a mother, period. Now, that the carbon that was used to make your body came from the air, through the plants, through this photosynthesis process that I'm talking about, through the carbon cycle. You are made of elements from air. Understand that? All of us are. And now they're attacking the air. They're attacking the carbon in the air. They're saying that they have to wage a war on carbon and they have to remove the carbon from the atmosphere. It's the ultimate cosmic attack on life on planet Earth. It's an attack that is being run in parallel with the food shortages and the energy shortages and the bioweapons and everything else that you're aware of. But carbon is the key element that makes us, that keeps us alive and makes our civilization sustainable. And if we don't have it, we are gone. Now, we've covered nitrogen and carbon dioxide. And by the way, if we had more carbon dioxide, the world would be greener. Carbon dioxide has risen very slowly over the last generation or so. You could say 40 or 50 years or maybe even 100 years, very slowly. And it's crept up over 400 parts per million. NASA has satellite imagery showing that the higher the carbon dioxide level gets, the more green the planet becomes. There is a greening effect taking place. Areas that were once deserts are able to grow some food. Areas that were once arid, barren fields are able to grow forests. And the forests that have previously existed are becoming more lush. And in fact, there's research out there that talks about the flowers in the rainforests, the orchids and all kinds of other flowers that are used by pollinators around the world. Those forests are becoming more green because of more CO2 in the atmosphere. If we want a green planet, the true green movement should be about releasing carbon dioxide, filling the atmosphere with more carbon dioxide. We would have more food, we would have more flowers, we would have more pollinators, we would have more life. Okay? It's so simple. Once you understand the basic chemistry, it's absolutely simple. Carbon dioxide is the molecule of life, and carbon is the element of God, the God element. You know how in physics they're always saying they're searching for the God particle? Well, we already have a God element. It's carbon, and we are carbon-based life forms. Now, what about oxygen, you might ask? Well, oxygen, typically appearing in the form of O2, right, which is just two oxygen atoms that are bound together in a gaseous form at normal atmospheric pressure. O2 is released, of course, by plants and trees as a byproduct of photosynthesis. So carbon dioxide and sunlight is necessary for plants to produce the oxygen that you and I breathe. Without photosynthesis, oxygen levels plummet around the world and we all asphyxiate. We die from being unable to breathe. And how do they shut down photosynthesis? They attack sunlight and they attack carbon dioxide. Two things. How are they attacking sunlight? Stratospheric aerosol injection. Releasing pollutants into the atmosphere is a Bill Gates project. They already have all the plans. They're ready to do this. They want to block the sun. They want to dim the sun and block photosynthesis and shut off the food supply, and resulting in less oxygen being produced, not only on land, but also in the oceans. Don't forget that photosynthesis takes place in the shallow depths of the oceans, which, of course, covers the majority of Earth's surface. So you have the seagrasses and the seaweeds and all the different sea life that is green, that is photosynthesis in the ocean. It's producing oxygen as well. And when you dim the sun, you shut down photosynthesis in the oceans and on land as well. They are terraforming planet Earth. All right, this is the big upshot. They're terraforming the planet to make it colder, to make it frozen, to have lower levels of oxygen concentration, lower levels of CO2 concentration, and to make the sun dimmer. In other words, they're trying to make planet Earth resemble some other planet that would be much farther away from the sun in its orbit, a planet that isn't Earth, a planet that isn't even Mars, a planet that's more distant from the sun, a cold, dim, lifeless planet. That's what they're trying to turn Earth into right now. And they've announced the machinery is being installed in Iowa in order to make this happen. It's here. Oblivion is here. This is no longer science fiction. This is science fact. We'll be back to wrap this up after this short break. Mike Adams here on InfoWars.com. Stay with us.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones with Mike Adams.
When you wake up in the morning and the light is hurt your head.
All right, we're going to wrap up this very interesting chemistry lesson here about sustainable life on Earth in this final segment today. And I want to thank you for sticking with me on this. But first, I got a comment on Aaron Rodgers. And the whole world owes Aaron Rodgers an apology. Because you know the CDC changed its definition of a vaccine in order to allow emergency use authorization for the non-vaccine vaccine, which is, of course, the mRNA injections. They are not vaccines by the traditional definition. So the CDC changed its definition to say that a vaccine is now anything that helps prevent disease, basically. That's it. That's what's on their website, or some very close version of that. So according to the CDC's own definition, Aaron Rodgers could have taken vitamin D and described it as a vaccine. And that's not what he did. I'm not claiming that's what he did. But anything that prevents disease can be labeled a vaccine, according to the CDC. So Aaron Rodgers is absolutely correct. And by the way, you can go out and you can eat raw honey that's made from local flowers, right? The pollen is local. So the honeybees went out locally and got it all. And if you eat that raw honey, it introduces your immune system to that pollen, and it's a vaccine, a food-based vaccine that Mother Nature creates, you see.
So yes, if you eat raw honey that's made locally, you can say you've been vaccinated against the pollens, the pollen proteins and pollen in the air and so on. You actually have taken a vaccine. And in the history of medicine, where did vaccines come from originally? Cowpox. So early doctors would go find cows with cowpox disease, and they would harvest the pus from the pustules, and they would take that and they would rub it into little wounds in children and adults. I know it sounds pretty crazy, but that's what they did. That was the earliest form of vaccination. And then the people that were rubbed with that cowpox, they would be sick for a few days, and then their immune system would respond, and they would recover, and then they were vaccinated against cowpox / smallpox, okay? So all of those qualify as vaccines. Vaccine doesn't have to come out of a needle. The entire mainstream media are nothing but liars. They know they're lying. They are totally dishonest. They are scientifically and medically ignorant. They don't know anything about vaccinations. Aaron Rodgers knows much more than they do, and he is correct, and they all owe him an apology. That's my take on it. And by the way, speaking of apologies, the world owes, the media owes Kyle Rittenhouse an apology, right? That young man did nothing but defend himself against violent attackers. Violent attackers that were trying to shoot him. And you'll notice that Kyle Rittenhouse did not engage in indiscriminate shooting of everybody standing around. In fact, he withheld his own actions as a last resort against violent attackers who were trying to murder him, trying to kill him. One with a pistol aimed right at him. It seems like less than 5 feet away or something very close like that. Kyle Rittenhouse only use his rifle as a last-ditch effort to save his own life against an aggressive, violent attacker. And the fact that he is being prosecuted is a grave injustice, and it really demonstrates to the entire world that our so-called justice system is so broken, it is so unfair, that right now, no one who is pro-Second Amendment, or pro-First Amendment, or pro-Trump, or pro Christianity. No conservative can expect a fair trial under this so-called system of justice today. Meanwhile, left-wing terrorists and lunatics and violent attackers are just set free, no charges for them. So yes, we have a two-tier justice system. The world owes Kyle Rittenhouse an apology, and I would not be surprised if the judge in that trial dismisses this case. With prejudice, in fact, and I believe he should, and he may be heading in that direction. We'll have to wait and see. But Kyle Rittenhouse is innocent, and every rational, reasonable person would have done the same thing in his situation. He tried to flee. They came after him. They tried to kill him. He shot in self-defense in order to save his own life. End of story. Clear self-defense case. So Rittenhouse, we are with you, and we know that you are innocent, and we know that the nation will pray for you and pray for this trial to be dismissed against you. All right, now getting back to our science lesson, and I could never have imagined years ago that I would be teaching chemistry here on Infowars.com, but these are the times in which we live, right? You never know what we're going to end up doing on any particular day. Now, of course, we've covered fertilizer, we've covered photosynthesis, we've covered nitrogen fixing, checking my notes here. We've covered, oxygen levels and carbon dioxide. And what you need to understand now is that the food shortages are baked in. They've already shut down fertilizer production around the world. They've shut down the pipelines. They've shut down logistics and supply chain operations. So the crop harvests of 2022 and beyond are already catastrophic. They will not be able to grow the food in 2022 that they grew in 2021. Not even close. Not in Europe, not in North America, not in China, not in Australia. So the starvation, the food scarcity, or as the media likes to call it, food insecurity. Hey, it's people starving, okay? It's already set. It's already coming. And anybody who's not getting prepared with extra, not just stored food, but the ability to grow food. If you're not getting prepared, you're insane. You're out of the loop. Starvation is going to be a global phenomenon in 2022, and it's going to persist for as long as they have a stranglehold on the fossil fuels. for all the reasons I just mentioned. Wind and solar cannot replace it. Cannot replace it. And if you think about what they're really doing, by shutting down the food supply, they're targeting the 3.8 billion people that depend on that. And those are mostly in developing nations. So a lot of third world nations, those people will starve very quickly if the food supply drops by even 20%, mass starvation in many areas of the world. But food scarcity doesn't affect first world nations as strongly because people have more disposable income and they can typically spend more money because of the food inflation. They can still buy more food even if it cuts into a higher and higher percentage of their disposable income. So what weapon do they have to kill people in first world nations? Spike protein injections, vaccines. So there are two weapons being wielded against humanity right now. Again, first world weapon is the vaccines, depopulation, and infertility and cancer rates and autoimmune disorders for the next 10 years and so on. Third world depopulation is going to be food scarcity, mass famine, starvation because of the cutting off of fertilizers, because of the cutting off fossil fuels. So you see, that's it. 3.8 billion people are at risk because of food scarcity. Another roughly 4 billion people are at risk because of the vaccines. And if we get through the next decade without them killing off 2 billion, 3 billion, 4 billion people, I will praise God for intervening and saving us, because the target of what they're trying to do in depopulation is in the billions. And they have the mechanisms already in play right now. It's already happening. And where Alex is absolutely right about all of this is that, you know, the Senate is not doing enough. The governors aren't doing enough. There are lone voices out there like Rand Paul, you know, trying to wake people up to what's going on. But he can't carry the whole burden by himself. There are a few other senators who are trying to raise the alarm, but it's just not enough. The mass peaceful protests that we need in America, they're gaining steam, but we need tens of millions of people in the streets peacefully, nonviolently, but raising their voices and saying enough is enough. We have to stop this mass genocide against humanity. We have to stop the vaccine mandates. We have to stop the shutting down of fossil fuels. We have to stop the food scarcity, the mass firing of first responders, of police officers, sheriff's deputies, and so on. We have to do all of that or we lose society. And then we have, you know, we have Nancy Pelosi up there. Just in case you're wondering who's in charge, it's not just Joe Biden with his cognitive decline. We have Nancy Pelosi up there answering media questions in a drunken stupor, screaming about bird baths and, what was it, privileged scrub, whatever that is. Nobody knows what she's talking about. She's a lunatic. The people in charge are lunatics. They don't know any of the... All they want to do is destroy. They have no knowledge to help humanity. And if we don't turn this around, we will lose human civilization. Do you understand? We will lose this civilization, and the planet will be ethnically species cleansing. Humanity will be gone, and it will be a post-human future if we don't turn this around right now. The whole planet is at stake. The future of humanity is at stake. That's the view that we have to have. So, support InfoWars.com. Keep watching the show. Keep sharing the news. Check out my website if you want, naturalnews.com. We're all in this together. Those of us who are on Team Humanity, we're fighting against forces of evil. And we have God on our side. Thank God and thank you for watching. Take care.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.